SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
बुशवाकिङ अर्थात अस्ट्रेलियाका रमणीय र मनमोहक प्राकृतिक वातावरणलाई निहाल्ने सबैभन्दा उत्तम उपाय। तर योजना बनाएर जाँदा पनि दैनिक रूपमा हराएका कैयन मानिसहरूलाई बुशवाकिङबाट उद्धार गर्नुपर्ने हुन्छ। अस्ट्रेलियाली झाडी र जङ्गलमा बुशवाकिङमा गएर हराएका अधिकांश मानिसहरू 12 घण्टाभित्रै फेला परेका छन्। यसका लागि हरदम उद्धारका लागि खटिने न्यू साउथ वेल्सकी डेप्युटी युनिट कमान्डर एवं स्वयंसेवी कारो रायन जस्तालाई भने धन्यवाद दिनै पर्छ। रायन बुशवाकिङका बारेमा मानिसहरूलाई सिकाउनमा निकै रुचि राख्छिन्।
There's a really handy acronym to remember and it's TREK, T-R-E-K. And that stands for T, for take what you need, R, for register your intentions, which is just a fancy way of saying tell someone where you're going, E, for emergency communications or emergency beacons, and K, know your route and stick to it.
बुशवाकिङमा जाने दिनको मौसमको अवस्थाका बारेमा जानकार रहँदा ब्याकप्याकमा के लाने भनेर निर्णय गर्न सजिलो हुने रायनको भनाइ छ। रायनले बुशवाकिङमा जाँदा लान सकिने सामानहरूका बारेमा यसो भन्छिन्।
It will be food and a good amount of water, especially if you're walking in hot days. Snacks, things like nuts and chocolate. Then you'll need some layers of clothing for the different seasons and a raincoat. Take your map and a compass if you know how to navigate with that, or you could even just download a navigation app onto your phone. A hat is really important. Sunscreen, and make sure that you're wearing a pair of shoes that's really comfy. And one of the best things is to take some friends with you.
यता बुशवाकिङ न्यू साउथ वेल्सकी क्रिस्टिन मेयर बुशवाकिङमा एक्लै जाँदा अप्ठ्यारो पर्दा आफूलाई सहयोग गर्ने मानिस हुँदैनन् भनेर विचार पुर्याउनु पर्ने बताउँछिन्।
Ideally, you go in a group of four as the bare minimum. So you help the injured person with your first aid kit as much as possible. If a person cannot walk, then leave one person with the injured party and two of the other people can then walk out and seek help. They may need to walk some distance to get mobile reception or to get back to their cars and go for help that way.
एउटा महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा चाहिँ फर्स्ट एड किट चाहिँ छुटाउन नहुने रायनको भनाइ छ। यसै गरी आफू जाँदै गरेको स्थान र आफ्नो योजनाका बारेमा आफ्ना नजिकका साथी प्रहरी वा राष्ट्रिय निकुञ्ज एवं वन्यजन्तु सेवालाई जानकारी गराउन सकिने उनी बताउँछिन्।
When it comes to registering your intentions, just telling someone where you're going, make sure you give some detail. So exactly the track that you're wanting to do, when you expect to get out, and make sure that when you do finish your walk that you get in touch with them to let them know that you're back safe.
र इमर्जेन्सी बेकन पनि भनिने आपतकालमा स्याटेलाइटको माध्यमबाट सञ्चार गर्न सकिने डिभाइस पनि लैजानका लागि मेयर आग्रह गर्छिन्।
Often when you're in the bush you don't have mobile reception. So what we do as bushwalkers is carry what's called a PLB, a personal locator beacon. And if you get into serious trouble you can set off the personal locator beacon and the police can find you by whatever means necessary, maybe helicopter, maybe by bush search. Usually people will set off a PLB when they're injured, but also can be because you're so lost you can't find your way out.
मोबाइल फोनको संकेत जहाँ कहीँ नमिल्ने भएकाले स्याटेलाइटको माध्यमबाट काम गर्ने पर्सनल लोकेटर बेकन भनिने डिभाइस प्रयोग गर्न पनि सुझाव दिइन्छ। यस्ता डिभाइसको प्रयोग गर्दा प्रहरीले हेलिकप्टरको सहायताले वा बुसमा खोजी गरेर भेट्टाउन सक्छ। बेकन भाडामा लिनका लागि राष्ट्रिय निकुञ्जका कार्यालय, पार्कहरूको कार्यालय वा नजिकको प्रहरी कार्यालयमा पनि जान सकिन्छ। मोबाइल रिसेप्सन भएको खण्डमा चाहिँ इमर्जेन्सी प्लस एपले पनि सहयोग गर्न सक्छ। यसलाई आफ्नो स्मार्टफोनमा निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ। मेयर आफ्नो रुटलाई याद गर्न र यसलाई पालना गर्न आग्रह गर्छिन्।
So this means knowing exactly where you're going, following the signs, having a map with you, knowing what time you're going to be out, and then don't change your course midway. So in case something does happen, remember you've told someone where you're going, so that means us in the emergency services will be able to know where you are to come and find you.
यता वाकिङ साउथ अस्ट्रेलियाकी हेलेन डोनोभ्यान आफ्नो शारीरिक क्षमता र तन्दुरुस्ती हेरेर आफ्नो रुट छान्न आग्रह गर्छिन्।
One of the most common dangers would be choosing a trail that is not appropriate for your level of fitness or experience. And then what can happen is, you know, you don't have enough water or enough food, or you've got the wrong clothing, or you don't have a first aid kit if it goes wrong, or a communication device. So the most important thing is to do that little bit of planning to make sure that you've got what you need for the area that you're going to.
बलियो योजना बनाएर जाँदा पनि कहिलेकाहीँ हराउने सम्भावना रहने र यस्तो अवस्थामा सबैभन्दा महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा चाहिँ कतै बस्ने र आफूलाई शान्त पार्नु भएको रायनको भनाइ छ।
Have a drink of water. If you've got a little stove there, you could even make a cup of tea. And by sitting down, that allows you to calm yourself down and make really clear decisions. The worst thing you can do is get yourself even more lost by trying to keep going and thinking, oh, I'm sure it's just around the corner. That's what we call bending the map. Have a think about the last time you knew where you were. Maybe you saw a sign or a junction.
सकभर आफू आएको बाटोहरू सम्झने कोसिस गर्ने, यदि छोटो दूरी पार गरेर आफूलाई त्यहाँबाट निकाल्न सक्ने अवस्था छ भने त्यसलाई कोसिस गर्ने, तर यदि साँच्चीकै अप्ठ्यारो परेको अवस्थामा भने आफूलाई अरूले देख्ने ठाउँमा बस्नुपर्ने रायनको भनाइ छ.
If the weather's right and there's resources available, we'll put helicopters up in the air to see if we can spot you. So bright coloured clothing in the bush is really important, like yellows and oranges and reds and even some bright blues. These are colours that don't appear in the Aussie bush. They're going to make you visible from the helicopter. You can use torches and the flash on a camera or any shiny object, like if you've got a first aid kit, it should have a silver emergency blanket. Lay those out and that should reflect the light and help us see you again from the helicopter.
चम्किलो रङको कपडा लगाएको खण्डमा पनि मानिसहरूलाई पहिचान गर्न सजिलो हुने बताइन्छ. टर्च लाइट, कुनै चम्किलो पदार्थ अथवा क्यामेराको फ्ल्यासको पनि प्रयोग गर्न सक्ने बताइन्छ. यदि आफूलाई चोटपटक लागेको छ वा मौसम खराब छ भने चाहिँ आफूलाई सुरक्षित स्थानमा राखेर आगो बालेर बस्न सकिन्छ. फर्स्ट एड सम्बन्धी कक्षा लिएर आफू र आफूसँग जानेहरूलाई सहयोग गर्न सकिने क्रिस्टिन मेयरको भनाइ छ. उनी बुसवाकिङ क्लबहरूसँग आबद्ध हुन पनि आग्रह गर्छिन्.
You learn loads of practical skills while you're bushwalking. It also means you've got a party size of four to be safe in the bush. You'll find friendly people and they'll teach you all sorts of skills like how to navigate, how to read a map and compass, how to perform basic first aid, what to do when you get into trouble. They have loads of experience and what's more, they'll take you to amazing places that most people don't go to.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. एसपिएस नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.